From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump denounced the white supremacists behind Saturday's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs.
The response disappointed and even angered some of the white nationalists, white supremacists, and neo-Nazis who supported and felt emboldened by his presidential campaign. Trump had initially blamed many sides after violent clashes in Charlottesville, where a participant at a white nationalist rally rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one woman. Kenyans continue to wait in suspense for a statement by opposition Raila Odinga. He has rejected the results of the presidential contest announced on Friday and claims the election was rigged. David Ora is an Odinga supporter and spoke to reporters while attending a rally.
But if I look at the question, this nation, then let this nation be divided into two. We can't allow only two communities to lead us all along.
Odinga and his NASA coalition were scheduled to announce their next move on Tuesday, but they instead released a statement postponing the remarks to Wednesday, given what they called urgency, complexity, and delicate nature of the issues being considered. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he and U.S. President Donald Trump have agreed that stopping North Korea from launching nuclear missiles is their top priority. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he will wait to launch missiles towards the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. Follow VOA on social media platforms for other updates. This is VOA News. The death toll from massive mudslides in Sierra Leone's capital was certain to rise Tuesday as bodies washed up on a beach and workers searched for an untold number of people buried in their homes. The Red Cross estimated that 600 people were still missing. Mustafa Kamanga is a Red Cross volunteer and describes the current mission.
We are not here to come and save life because it has already been done yesterday. We are only coming out to see how we'll be able to exhume those ones that have been already naturally buried in the ground. We are trying to exhume them and take them to the mortuary and perhaps give them a barrier, a safe and sound barrier.
Authorities have said more than 300 people were killed in and around Freetown on Monday following heavy rains. Many were trapped under tons of mud as they slept. Iran objects to new sanctions U.S. President Donald Trump signed earlier this month against people involved with Iran's ballistic missile program and its Revolutionary Guard. Speaking to Parliament in a televised address, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said new sanctions would bring a swift response.
If they are willing to repeat previous experiences, Iran will certainly, within a short period, not on a scale of weeks or months, but on a scale of hours and days, will return to a much more advanced position than when the talks started.
The U.S. has objected to the missile tests, but they are not mentioned in the nuclear deal. The U.N. resolution endorsing the deal has a section and calls on Iran to avoid such tests without specifically banning them. A Pakistani official says former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has filed petitions with the Supreme Court to challenge his disqualification and removal from office. The court disqualified Sharif after documents leaked from a Panama-based law firm showed that his family had previously undisclosed overseas assets. Last week, Sharif held a series of rallies across the country criticizing the court ruling and seeking to whip up popular support. The former number two leader of al-Shabaab says he has quit the Somalia-based militant group. Mukhtar Robo, also known as Abu Mansur, made the announcement to journalists at a Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday. He said he left the group because of differences with other al-Shabaab leaders. The former al-Shabaab official indicated he is holding talks with Somali government officials and said that he is hopeful that he can pave a way for lasting peace. Point your web browser to voanews.com for in-depth coverage 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.